Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there are many cities around the world that are known for their buildings, or even one building, bold architectural statements that have become world famous. So why haven't we done that here? Sinead O'Sullivan is a business economist who has been pondering this in today's Irish Times. Good afternoon, Sinead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Have we ever come close to building a big statement building?
You know what? A lot of people will argue that we do have phenomenally good architecture in Ireland with some very big and bold buildings. None quite as big and bold, though, as Frank Gehry, the architect who died recently, and his phenomenal masterpieces. And I suppose I was asking in my Irish Times article, what would we have to do to really be able to reimagine something like that in today's Ireland?
Mm. Yeah. Is there something, though, in the Irish mindset that we don't want to build something like that? Is it, you know, we're getting notions about ourselves or we don't deserve it?
But you know what? There's no actual expression when you try to translate into another language. This idea we have around notions in Ireland, which probably tells you something. But there's definitely this, you know, part of it is indeed cultural. And there is this kind of big, you know, thing around tall poppy syndrome, you know, do not stand out and do not look different or do anything different from anybody else. And if you think about some of the really incredible architectural creations that we've seen, every single one of them has had something to say, and it's been very confrontational. And for a lot of the time that it's existed before it's liked, people have hated them. And in Ireland, we just despise that type of confrontation. We avoid it. And we prefer to say something quietly than something loudly and brashly. So that probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. And so it's not really a matter of either or, though, is it? Is it just a cultural difference?
You know, I think it's a cultural difference, but I think it's one that has ingrained itself into our systems in various different ways that we should probably look at with more curiosity and understand why it's there. So, you know, it's not just architecture where we kind of shy away from big, bold ideas and, you know, infrastructure. We see this kind of with everything. You know, you were talking about autonomous vehicles there and look at road and driving infrastructure. Now, the last article I wrote in the Irish Times talked about our big ambitions for cutting road deaths, yet we haven't achieved that. We've actually increased road deaths over the last 12 months. So there is this theme of a lack of confrontation within the Irish system. You know, why are we not building enough housing? Why are we not building anything at all? You know, schools, hospitals, public transport. So it's a cultural issue, but we're seeing it play out in various different ways throughout the Irish lifestyle and throughout the Irish society that are, you know, potentially problematic.
Mm. Well, I mean, obviously the Children's Hospital, people are going to be texting in about that. Is that culture or, you know, is it a sentence containing the words piss up and brewery, really, that is the main problem there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the most architecturally ambitious, and I kind of described this in the article, one of the most architecturally ambitious buildings we've had was the Children's Hospital. But because we get so bogged up in planning and in the operational aspects of trying to get these things built, the overruns, the scandals, the architecture gets long forgotten about. And then, we end up with this piece of infrastructure that no longer has this big civic, emotional kind of let's go and do something big in society feeling attached to it. It's seen more as a failure than an outward success.
Mm.
So I think, you know, if we look at Bilbao, for example, where I discuss in this article, what they were able to do was to build something fabulous and phenomenal, depending on your taste, without that baggage of scandal that seems to come with everything in Ireland.
Is it also, though, we just simply don't value architecture? I mean, apart from architects who will, but that the general populace don't, you know, they say we want a building to do X in, and anything else is just, you know, a waste of money.
You know, there's certainly something in that. So one of the feedback I had around the piece, someone had mentioned that in any of the great cities that have phenomenal architecture, these cities are very wealthy. Now, Ireland is very rich, but there is, in fact, a difference between being rich and being wealthy. You know, so people drive very expensive cars, but do people own artwork? So there is a cultural difference in terms of, have we been able over the decades to turn this miraculous wealth that Ireland has created? And it really is extraordinary how quickly we got so rich. Have we turned that into long-term wealth creation and generation? Do we value art? Do we value culture, architecture? You know, are we properly financing our art museums? I mean, I'm on the board of the Irish Museum of Modern Art, and probably not. You know, we could definitely do with some more money from the government. So there is a good question around, are we rich as a society or are we wealthy? And I think architecture really can get to the heart of that question.
So what's holding it back? Is it the forces of the state that's holding this back, or the attitude among the general population?
I think it's a bit of everything. As you said, are there really people that are demanding a more aesthetically pleasing skyline? Is it important to people? Do they walk around the streets of Dublin and think, my God, I feel so inspired today because look at this building? You know, so a part of it is this kind of bottoms up. Are we asking, you know, for our government to provide the planning to give us something new or bold or different? But then, of course, you know, once an architect goes into planning, is the government in different organizations going to shut it down because they don't like that it looks different? We want everything to look the same. Mm. So it's probably a mix of both. You know, people in Ireland, we need to want to be ambitious when it comes to how we portray ourselves. But this is something as well. We need to know what statement we're trying to make as a society before we can put it. I mean, buildings are fairly permanent. So we want to know what we're trying to say before we kind of put that into brick and mortar, because once we've made that statement through a building, it's there for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose maybe part of the problem is that we can't agree on mm-hmm. what is aesthetic and what is pleasing. Now, because it strikes me the one attempt we made in this century at a boat, now it's not a building, is the spire in Dublin. And that was mm-hmm. that was ridiculed for purely on the basis of that's notiony and that doesn't fit in with Dublin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think a little bit of it is understanding who are we today, what do we stand for, what do we represent, and then also who do we want to be tomorrow and how do we get there and how should we go there? And these are exactly the questions that, you know, the rubber really hits the road in architecture. But I will say this, if you look historically at the reaction to the Eiffel Tower, it was ridiculed. People hated it. They wanted to tear it down. And look at culturally, of course, but economically and in every other way, what the Eiffel Tower is to France and to Europe today. So time also plays a component here. People's tastes change, they evolve. And what, you know, exists today and maybe unimportant or uninspiring today could be worth, you know, a totally different emotional value tomorrow.
Yeah. Sinead, thanks very much. A lot to think about there. That was Sinead O'Sullivan there, a business economist, also formerly of Harvard Business School.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.